evening, everyone, and welcome back to Kingdom Come, our second series of teachings with me, Jess Priest, and Pastor Fergus Buchan from MMI London. Thank you all so much for joining us and tuning in tonight. So last week's episode was from the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 20, and it was all about speaking up for Jesus and being bold about what he has done for you. And tonight's message is from the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 10 to 14, and how we need to learn to be content with and without, as the Apostle Paul knew so much about. So without further ado, over to you, Pastor Fergus.
Well, thank you, Jess, and good evening, listeners. It's good to be back with you again, and lovely to be able to sit around. I'm sitting around my kitchen table, Jess, and I don't know where Jess is. She's sitting in her office, I think. She's in South Africa, by the way, as you know. Yep. And I'm in London. She's in Joburg. I'm in Johannesburg, those that don't know. And I'm in London. Joburg to the Joburgers. It's good to be with you. It's good to be able to sit here and talk about contentment. That's a very big thing. It's a very, very big thing in our Christian walk, our lives. And I want to just share about that mighty man of God, Jess, the Apostle Paul. I'd say not next to the Lord Jesus. He's number one always and always will be. But I think the Apostle Paul is the best in the West, because what he wrote the New Testament, he suffered like we don't know how to suffer, and now he's teaching us about contentment. Okay, so I want to talk about that tonight, brothers and sisters, to encourage you and to teach you to be content where you are. But before we do that, in fact, tonight, you know, I'm going to do something different. Now she's on the spot. Now I can see her face already. I'm going to ask Jess to open in prayer. Over to you, Jess.
Okay. Thank you, Lord, for letting Pastor Fergus and I and all the listeners meet again tonight. And I just want to thank you for this message that you've given Pastor Fergus and for this teaching. And Lord, I just pray that you bless Pastor Fergus, his words, and to speak tonight and bring this message that you chose, that you have given us, Lord. So in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jess. That was wonderful. All right, Jess, contentment. Well, let's start off with what happened to me many, many years ago, and I never forgotten it. Before we went out to do some ministry, I was in the back of nowhere somewhere in Africa, and all that we could have before we started our walks in the bush was a cup of black tea. Okay? Not even a cup of black tea. And the pastor said, can we give grace for this, sir? They were so grateful that we could drink a cup of black tea. No sugar, no milk. And I've never forgotten that, Jess. And they meant it. I mean, when they gave thanks for that tea, because that was all we had. After we had water after that, obviously, but that was it. So contentment, you know, are we content when we have a double wimpy burger or a double burger and milkshake or whatever that comes along? Or do we want steak, egg and chips? Or, you know, when are we content? Okay. So let's delve just right into the Word of God. And then I'm going to expound a bit on this. And it's very relevant, actually, in our lives and our walks. Especially, Jess, and listeners, what's happening in the world out there. You know, oh, woe is me. But just have a look and see what's happening there. Iran, Iraq, Ukraine. I met yesterday I was visiting my sister and her company up in North London, and one of our church members, Jess, you know, Basil. He was doing some, I don't know, doing something in my sister's complex. Well, not complex, a business. It's North London Business Park, massive place. Knock on the door and he walks. hello, Pastor Buchan, and hug and kiss and whatever to Joe as well. But his family are right in it now, because they were safe. They were like out of the way in the hills. Now the Russians are there. Don't decry what you have. Okay, but let's get into the Word. Let's just see what I'm going to share. That's what's so important here. All right, verse 10. So Philippians chapter 4, I'm reading from 10 to 14. So I'm going to go right through it, Jess, and then we can chop up and down. And please, Jess, if you hear me say something here in scripture and you want me to expound on it, speak up. Okay, but it's pretty self-explanatory, this. But I rejoice, this is Paul speaking, but I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again, though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. Wow. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Abased is that English word, guys, or you all probably know, but if you don't, I'll tell you, is to have nothing.
Mm.
All right? And I know how to abound. That's everything. All right, that's pretty simple. Everywhere and in all things, I've learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Another missionary story. I was in northern Kenya, and we went into a village, and we had to leave very early, Jess, so no breakfast, no packed lunch, nothing. We had water. And the family was very, very poor that hosted us. And we did ministry around the village, then in the village. And then the wife came and said to my pastor, my bishop, actually, he was a bishop, I'd like you and the pastor Buchan to have lunch with us. He said, fine, that's great, we haven't eaten. This is now at about 3 o'clock. And so we sat down, we had water, and then actually came, there was four of us, me and three African pastors. There's no white people with me. It was often the case with me, Jess, as you know. And I feel so at home. I mean, I don't feel, it's just normal for me. I feel more at a place in London. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So she came out, and on the tray was four bowls, small bowls. I would say four spoonfuls of rice and a spoonful of peas. That was lunch. They didn't eat because what they gave us was their lunch. You know, I told you I never worry, I never forget black tea. Well, this is another meal. And I was hungry. I genuinely was hungry. I've been working for now already about 8 hours. And I'm quite a big guy. And I ate this rice and peas, and it was delicious. It wasn't a T-bone steak or fillet and chips and veggies. But I was content. And then he goes on to say verse 13. Now, this is the famous one that a lot of sportsmen, especially the Fijians, have it on their armbands. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, Jess, you can do all things.
Mm.
Listeners, you can do all things through one name, Christ, who strengthens you.
Amen.
And then the last verse, nevertheless, you have done well. You shared in my distress. Are you content in your circumstances you face? Paul knew how to be content whether he had plenty or had need. Now, that's important. That's very important to know that. Because if you are short of a few things, it's because God's allowing it. Why is he allowing it? I don't know. Maybe some of you need to lose weight. I know I do. I love biscuits. Jess knows that. That's why Shannon used to give me two when she lived in London, because she put four on the plate, I'd eat four. I'm really a hard girl. Hard. The secret was drawing on the Lord Jesus and the power and strength. Now, I'm not talking about Jess and Lister. I'm talking about biscuits and Tina. I'm talking about more relative things. Paul was content because he could see life from God's point of view. Now, I'm glad I got that out before I go on again. Because Jess, God will supply our needs. I mean, he says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Okay, we got that. All right, so that's cool. He's our Father. Okay? He's our God. He's our King. He's our Creator. And if you happen to be out in the mission field, it doesn't have to be in Central Africa. It doesn't have to be in the Amazon jungle. It can be in London. It can be in Johannesburg. And you've been called by a ministry, Jess. I'm going to use Jess as an example. It's always nice to go out and do something with this ministry. But you also had a date with your girlfriends for coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Jess. She's going to say, look, guys, that coffee date will have to be next week because I have to go and do something. Just have to go and say, oh, well, you know, I'm going into the field to minister now. And oh, woe is me. And oh, you're such a brave girl, Jess. No, no, she's not going to say that. She doesn't have to, by the way. I know her. But next week, I'm on for coffee. If they say, well, why? Because I'm going to do ministry. Finish. God will give you that, the boldness. Well, we spoke about that last week. It's not about that this week. You'll be content that that's where you're supposed to be, not there, because this is God's work, okay? So what are you drawn when you feel empty inside? How can you find true contentment? Now, true contentment. Man, what is it, Jess? Is it holidays? Is it apartments? Is it houses? Is it cars? Is it clothing? I know a lot of wealthy people. Jess knows that. I mean, in the day, I used to play a little bit of golf. And some guys that don't know Jesus, they've got Lamborghinis, they've got whatever you want to, but they're not happy.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks, Jess. And because they haven't got Jesus. I ministered once. I don't know if Jess was still in London, but I preached on joy and being happy. Joy is from the Lord. That's joy. Happiness lasts for a moment, eh, Jess? You know, pick on the ladies for a minute. You know, you go shopping, you buy three beautiful dresses. I'm just saying, they're really chic and smart. And I love to see well-dressed women. I've always have done. Prudently, by the way. Oh, you're old-fashioned, Pastor. But I'm not old-fashioned. Anyway, and then after the dresses get old and faded, just, you got to go and find somewhere, haven't you? But when you have the joy of the Lord, which is your strength, by the way, Nehemiah, chapter 10, verse 8. Always get it wrong, or 8 or 10. You can check it out. The joy of the Lord stays forever, Jess. Paul, how many times was Paul beaten and put in stocks? That's when your feet are putting those things and they put the thing over it and that's you. You're in there. What happens when Paul used to want to go to the toilet? Have you ever thought of that one, guys? But he was rejoicing. I don't know if you got fed. I don't know if you got any water. But he was rejoicing. He was content where he was. Why? Why, Jess? Because God put him there. Charles Haddon Spurgeon, the church is just down the road from where I live in Fulham, that prince of preachers, he was called. He said, I can bear anything as long as it comes from God. Cold weather, hot weather. A lot of good food, mediocre food. So and so on. Anything, as long as it comes from him, Jess.
Amen.
Okay? How can you find true contentment? Well, the answer lies in your perspective, your priorities, and your source of power. Paul was born again. Paul had a genuine encounter with the Lord Jesus. He knew who Jesus was. He really knew who Jesus was. And that's what I exhort you folk and you, Jess, and me. I know who Jesus is. Jess knows my story better than anybody. I've been there. Okay? Yeah, sometimes I get a little bit, you know, we're human, man. But I don't let it last too long because then it hurts the Lord. Because if Jess, if he does something, if he castigates you or let's just anything, I'm not going to even mention something. It's because it's for your betterment, isn't it? So just say take something away from you, just, you know, X, Y, Z. It's because he doesn't want you to have it. No, but I want it. Just like a child screaming, you know, he doesn't want two sweeties, he wants the whole bag. So we give him the bag to keep peace. Half an hour later, he's vomiting because he's full of chocolate. Be content, brothers and sisters, as I start to close. You know, I love this. I love this man, this Apostle Paul. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again. Though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I've learned in whatever state I am to be content. I leave that with you, brothers and sisters, tonight. And tomorrow morning, go and speak to somebody. Tomorrow morning, when it's a nice cup of hot tea and a biscuit, or a lovely dinner party.
Mm.
God gave it to us, didn't he? So enjoy it.
Yeah.
But don't think because you come and because I know Joanne, my wife, when people come to visit, the best laid out. I mean, we do. We kill the fatted lamb. That's what you're supposed to do. We do.
Yeah.
But there's maybe come a time one day and all we've got is some coffee and rusks on the table. That's what we got. If you don't like that, I'm not going to be offended, but I can't give you anything else because I've got nothing else. Thank you, Pastor Bucken, for the rusk and that cup of tea. Amen. If it's a rum steak, rum steak. Okay, so be content, brothers and sisters. Know that it comes from the Lord. The testing comes from the Lord, yes. Okay, and if it doesn't happen, it's because he doesn't want you to have it yet, or he doesn't want you to have it.
Mm.
And you've got to understand that he looks out to us for our betterment, not to hurt us, not to harm us. His ways are to prosper us and to help us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, brothers and sisters, just be content in where you are at the moment. And thank the Lord Jesus every single day. Let us pray. Father God, I just thank you for tonight. I thank you, Father God, that you would teach us and give us the infilling of your Spirit to be content as to where we are and where we're at, with or without. I thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that you go before us. You make crooked paths straight. And Lord, your word says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And I thank you for that, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen, Jess.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Pastor Fergus. And thank you to everyone else who joined us tonight. That message for me was really impactful. So hopefully it was for you guys too. And I think it's so important to always focus on what is important, be grateful for everything that the Lord has given you, and to be content with what you've got and what the Lord has given you. So thank you so much, Pastor Fergus. If any of you have any questions or prayer requests, please send them in to our prayer email address, and it's lmi.londonprayer@gmail.com. and just thought I'd say, if any of you want to join our Sunday messages, every Sunday we do it on Zoom for those international and can't make it down to Fulham, London. Mm-hmm. Please go onto our website, which is mmilondon.org, and you can inquire for a link to the Zoom.
That's good, so, yeah. Thank you for that. Yeah.
It would be amazing. The more the merrier, and everyone's always welcome. So please head over. So we'll see you all next week. And don't forget to tune in and join us every Wednesday at 8 p.m. at Gospel for Grampian. Until then, God bless.
Bye-bye. God bless.